Manager's Log, Tuesday, April the 28th, 2020. Well, COVID-19 is with us and it's around us, and we're trying to maintain some safe distancing and being cautious about spreading this virus from one another. And that makes sense. You know, Hoopa Tribe is requiring that you, while on the reservation, wear face coverings whenever in public. And these coverings, when combined with that social distancing of 6 feet and frequent hand washing, could reduce the transmission of COVID-19, just generally being around others. So that makes sense. I remember back when we were in the beginning of requesting from Congress sole ownership of the square portion of the reservation, which eventually became the Hoopa-York Settlement Act. And in that process, there's a small group of people, and we'd meet and we'd write letters, because that's what was required. If we led congressional offices with a lot of letters saying that we want this to happen and that this was our land for many, many, many generations, thousands and thousands of years, and we just had testimony that the only right thing to do is to split the reservation. We keep the square portion, the extension goes to the Yurok's, and because that's their territory. Makes sense. And we resolved the Justice Short case, and so we met. We wrote letters. I remember taking home one of those writing pads, what it has about 80 pages, blank pages. And I spent one evening just writing letters, 80 letters. Then we bring them all back, and there was another group of people who took them out in the community and had people sign them. So we had, I don't know how many letters we ended up sending to Congress. There was quite a few, and it worked. That was part of the setup. So I'm thinking, how many people, we got this requirement of wearing face masks. What if 5 people, non-essential staff, or even volunteers? If we had 5 people who made 10 masks a day, because there's a lot of people in the valley who either can't afford a mask, we're not giving away, we're giving away food. We got this whole community food box days. So there's an organization of people who do this, and that's helpful. That's the community helping itself. That's community coordination. Another coordinated effort is to lessen the spread. 5 people making 10 masks a day, that's 50 masks a day times 5 days a week, that's 250. Do that for 1 month, and you got 1,000 masks that you could hand out to people. You got a lot of street people. You got a lot of visitors. Just hand them out. If you don't have a mask, see somebody don't have a mask, give them a mask. Please wear this. Personally, I like the kind that tie in the back. Just make it a long string, and you could always adjust it and cut it as it is more comfortable. I don't like the ones with the elastic, because the one, I wear glasses and I got hearing aids, and that elastic around my ears, you know, it's very uncomfortable. So I prefer either having tied in the back or just one, like a bandana type of a thing where you can tie it down, but you just need to tighten it around the chin. That's the kind I would prefer. That's my preference. Just thought that that might help. Got some people willing to do that. Prevent the spread, lower that curve, or flatten that curve, as they say. You too can be a hero. Thanks for listening.